Well, the big thing that comes to mind here is James 4:17. You know, if anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. Mm-hmm. So if you know of something going down and you don't mention it, or you hear of it and you know who did it but don't report it, you're indeed actually sinning. You know, accomplice, that's a legal term. In the legal realm, that's, you know, part of it's withholding evidence because you knew about it, yet you did nothing. And so, yeah, there is a legal precedence for those who withhold information like that.
I feel like that's a really hard one, though, because when I read this question, I'm thinking that this person was maybe coming at it from, oh, you know, my friend maybe did something, or I know that they're doing some stuff, but what am I do, like, you know, report him, you know?
It can be a tough place. I mean, like, part of it is, okay, well, how deep is the level of knowledge of what they did?
Yeah.
You know, like, did you overhear the plans type thing? You know, if you overheard plans, hey, I'm going to do this. They were bragging about it and you did nothing. That's basically you're an accomplice.
Well, and I hear that too. And when I hear plans, that sounds like premeditated stuff. That's probably a lot heavier than, I don't know. Yeah. Like I threw eggs at Pastor Andrew's house or something. Don't do that. Okay. But...
No, just egg. No, sorry.
Throw the cartons of egg. No, okay. Just leave them.
Leave them at the door.
Intact at the door. That's it. I don't think your wife would appreciate that either. Okay. But I get it. That's an interesting question, though. It's a tough one. But it is, I think that we are held accountable.
Yeah, we are definitely held accountable if we know something's going on and we don't act. I mean, like, there's consequences for that.
Let me ask you a question, too. And maybe this is not in the same category, but what if we hear people and, you know, we have a rapport with them. They're like, they're our friends, maybe family members or whatever. And, you know, they say things that maybe are directly tearing down, let's say, leadership, or they're doing things that are also contrary to the Bible. Like, what are we supposed to do in those scenarios? Like, should we speak up? Should we, like, constantly be like, listen, like, you can't be talking like this? Or, like, what would you say in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, and like, each situation is going to be different, of course, right? Yeah. You know, if you hear someone who's constantly tearing down the leadership of a church or whatever, you know, there's a time where we need to sit there and go, you know what? That's not cool. Let's change the subject.
Yeah.
You know, and if they persist on it, you know, maybe it's something you need to talk to them one-on-one about rather than, like, openly in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, do what Scripture says. Talk to them one-on-one.
Yeah, I've definitely shared this story before. Actually, I won't even go into it, but basically I was having a phase where I was having some bad language, okay? And a friend just straight-faced me and basically corrected me. And it was super awkward in the moment. Like, I'm just standing there and he's just, like, looking me directly in the eyes and calling me out, right? But I'll tell you, that had a great impact on my life. You know, move forward so many years. Like, it's powerful when people actually stand in the gap and say something. So to circle around to the original question, maybe this person, you know, maybe you have an opportunity to stop something from even happening before it even needs to be reported by being like, listen, like, don't do this, you know, like, and just having a direct call out of a conversation. But there you go. I don't know. I'm just an evening radio host, you know. I just drink eggnog and just talk. That's all I do.
There you go.
And sometimes I can barely do that.